Closing arguments are today in the trial of Noor Salman. She's the widow of Omar Mateen. He killed 49 people in the Pulse nightclub shooting on June 12, 2016. Salman faces charges of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization and obstruction of justice. And while the trial is now set to wrap up, there was some surprising information revealed in recent days. Salman's lawyers say that on Saturday, a U.S. attorney informed them Omar Mateen's father, Sadiq Mateen, worked as an FBI informant from 2005 to 2016. Amy Green is a reporter for WMFE in Orlando. She joins me now from the courthouse where the trial is happening. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
So the trial got underway just over 2 weeks ago. Bring us up to speed. How have the two sides presented their cases?
Well, the whole trial or the whole case really kind of hinges on these three statements Noor Salman gave to FBI agents in the hours after the attack in 2016. And in these statements, Noor Salman confessed to knowing about and supporting her husband's plans for this massacre. She said many things during these statements. She said that she and her husband had cased Pulse in the days before the attack. She said that she saw her husband on the Pulse website and that he said to her, "This is my target." She said many things during these statements. Now, her defense attorneys say these statements were coerced and are false. And we've heard testimony this week from a psychiatrist, from friends and family who testified Noor Salman shows an array of symptoms for mental illness, that she has low intelligence, that she had trouble obtaining a driver's license and holding down a job at Kmart. And so really at the heart of this are these three statements that Noor Salman gave to FBI agents, and it's very possible the verdict could hinge on whether jurors accept these statements as true or false.
There's so many twists and turns in this case, Amy. We understand that Omar Mateen's father was an FBI informant for 11 years. What did he actually do with the FBI?
So we learned during the course of this trial that the gunman, Omar Mateen, that his father, Sadiq Mateen, had served as an FBI informant for many years before the attack. An FBI agent testified that he had talked with Sadiq Mateen about trying to gather information on the Mateen family and on the community. We had known from the first day after the attack, really, that Omar Mateen had been investigated in the past, suspected of having ties for terrorists, and that investigation was dropped. It was concluded that those concerns that were not substantiated. What we did learn during the course of the trial is that FBI agents who investigated Omar Mateen actually considered developing him as an FBI informant.
So the defense filed a motion for a mistrial based on the new evidence, but a judge ruled that the information has no bearing on the case. Why did the judge dismiss their motion?
He said that the case was about Noor Salman rather than Sadiq Mateen, and he felt that because Sadiq Mateen did not testify during the course of the trial, that he felt it did not have a big bearing on Noor Salman's trial.
So that begs another question. Why was this disclosure not made until this past weekend? Why wasn't it made much sooner?
Last week, there was an interesting development. There was some evidence presented at the trial that directly contradicted some of the things Noor Salman said in her statement to FBI agents in the hours after the attack. One of those elements, the judge said he had based his decision to deny bail on that statement, which evidence showed to be false or suggested to be false. The judge said he was very concerned by that. So it's possible prosecutors went ahead and disclosed this new information about Sadiq Mateen. It's possible they disclosed it over the weekend to avoid any further surprises, since the judge had expressed such displeasure at what happened last week.
Thank you so much. Amy Green, journalist with WMFE in Orlando. She's reporting from the very busy courtroom hallway. Thank you.
Nice talking with you.